And it is John Gibbons for the Ampoule Rapids. Another scouting report with Alex Miller. I'm delighted that Alex has joined us again to look at this huge game between Liverpool and Manchester City, two teams who are right near the top of the Premier League at the moment, and you would expect will be there on thereabouts at the end of the season as well. So, Alex, thank you so much for joining us again and giving us some of your wisdom. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's very kind of you to ask me. I appreciate your kindness.
So, I wanted to talk a little bit about your past times at Liverpool as well. And last times, there was lots of games against Chelsea to get our team into. I think it's fair to say that Manchester City weren't quite the force that they are now while you were there. But you have beaten a Pep Guardiola team, albeit when he was a player back in 2001 when he was at Barcelona. So I thought it'd be really good to have a chat about those two ties, if you don't mind, Alex, and how you went about it.
Well, how we had gone about it, first of all, playing away from home. Barcelona had great width in their team, and we had to try and stifle that width. And we felt that we were going there to do a job that enabled us to have a chance of the tie, hopefully at Anfield. Mm-hmm. Now, normally we would go and be really on the front foot, attack teams and see where it had taken us. But on this occasion, we definitely set up not to lose possession, not to lose any area of the pitch to allow Barcelona to attack us. And how we did it was we played 4-1-4-1, and we actually played like a 4-1-5 when we didn't have the ball. And we sat really deep. And we received, in the first tie, we received numerous tabloids criticised us, Spanish tabloids, mm-hmm. that they've never seen a team so negative and frightened to come out against Barcelona. But the end result was the be-all and end-all, and that was 0-0. We had a few hiccups along the way in any game. But how Barcelona play is, especially at that time, they have two wide players and they sometimes withdraw a central attacker. And when the central attacker, if you can understand, when the central attacker is moving to be in a withdrawn position, then the two wide players work maybe 2 or 3 yards down the side, and then as fast as they can run, they go inside, so they look for penetrating passes into these areas. And the withdrawn attacker just spins about and goes straight forward, and he's always in the box. And that's, I'll do this part first, but that's the exact same way, to a certain extent, Pep Guardiola set up his team and the great team that he had for 4 years. And later I can explain out everything, because I love going to watch Barcelona at that particular time under him. Yeah. Now, Pep Guardiola, what we did was Didi Haman was the front sort of sweeper, denied them space and time. And then when we got them back at Anfield, we had a goal, but we were conscious in a certain extent that they had really good players. I mean, let's not be mistaken, they had some world-class players and they could really hurt us. So we attacked, but we attacked with a bit of common sense, so that we never allowed a lot of space in behind us.